You can try it.
No, no. It was like, oh,
yeah. Go in there, ruin his life.
Ruin his life?
Destroy his soul.
And my dad would just be like, ah, Steven, you know, we're just having a little fun. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. How about Phil FaceTiming you?
Oh, my God. That was like nice. The joke of the day.
That was nice.
Your dad.
So my dad had a very serious health scare. That's why I had to go home a lot and check and see, go to the hospital, which was, that sucks.
Yeah.
Terrible. But when he came out of surgery, we FaceTimed him. And he was like, how's everything going? He's got like tubes in his way. On the worst angle I've ever seen in a man. He's literally like in a hospital bed.
Like, he looked like a Harkonnen.
Yeah. But I was like, Chris is doing good. John's doing great. Kyle's doing great. Steve sucks. And he goes, Steve sucks. And I held the phone to Steve and he goes, Steve sucks.
So
literally on his deathbed, yeah. Going, fuck you, pussy.
Yeah. It was hilarious. I think you were like, Steve isn't doing too good.
Yeah.
Steve's ruining it or something. And he was like, Steve sucks.
That was one of my favorite Phil moments of all. Right out of the gate, everyone's like, Phil, oh, what's going on? Yeah. You're doing good. And he goes, I don't need your fucking
video. Unreal.
It was
Phil, ultimate warrior.
The first time I saw him in the hospital, he was bad. And I was like, my mom was, she didn't really tell us how bad it was. She didn't want everyone freaking out. So I got in there and he was like, and I was like, holy fuck, this could be it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I kept it together because I didn't want to fire him up because he was on like shit. I was just like, Dad, those would have been my last words. I was like, you got this. You're number one. But then I left and I started, you know, I was tearing up a little leaving the hospital. And while I'm leaving, I was wearing glasses so the guy wouldn't have seen me visibly crying. But I'm leaving and a guy just goes, are you Shane Gillis? And I go, yeah. And got in my car and left. He goes, holy shit, are you Shane Gillis? I go, yeah.
Damn it.
He's probably, what the fuck's wrong with that guy?
Yeah. That's got to be one of the bizarre things about.
Can I get a picture?
Oh, yeah.
Out of it.
The saddest. People catching you at like all your entire range of emotions throughout the day. Tired, wake up, like feeling good. People are catching you at all.
Normally it's good unless it's something like seeing your dad dying.
Yeah.
Then it's not. Then you don't really want to talk to people. Yeah. Even then I was like, yeah, what's up, man? Hey, how are you?
Yeah.
But then Phil, miraculous, like the next
day.
Get
that cheese. Yeah, I know. Like, yeah.
Isn't that funny? Then I went back to the hospital the next day and he was just fine. He was a lot better. They did. Yeah. He powered through that. I thought that was looking dicey.
Yeah.
He was
so scary.
50-50 on that one early.
How old is he?
68.
Okay.
But he got after it. He had that was funny. He was in the hospital, but I was like, fucking good run though. Like, it's a hell of a run. Like, hell yeah.
Damn, what an attitude.
It was funny. Yeah. It was very funny. Just like,
that
did.
Phone call was incredible.
What, the FaceTime? Yeah, I mean, like, just shut up.
Yeah.
I need your fucking. Steve sucks.
That's just right out of the gate. Yeah.
No,
I was literally thinking about getting him a card.
I know, that's what he said. He was like, Steve sucks. You're like, I was going to get him a card. I hope he's all right with me talking about his health, but whatever. Yeah. He's fine now.
Yeah, he's doing great.
Cool. Is he scared?
Is he home yet?
Tomorrow.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So that, oh man. And he's not allowed to drive now for a while. He's just stuck with my mom.
Oh,
he's going to be fucking crazy. He's going to be crazy. And he's got to chill on the drinking.
Oh,
they're definitely
man.
Saying, you need to stop. And he's like, okay. There's no way he stops. He was already like, I have a couple a night. And we're like, you have more than a couple. He's like, all right. I'll bring it down to a couple a night. And then work my way back up to where I'm at. Yes.
That is a thing in the medical community.
Like, coming back from injuries. It's like, I just got to build start from square one.
Yeah. I feel like the medical community does not appreciate how much regular people drink.
They know.
You think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you get like an Indian doctor. I told you this before. I went because I had some rotten chicken fingers at a comedy club and fucking destroyed me.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, this is serious. So I went to a doctor and he was like, so how much do you drink? And I was like, probably like 50 beers a week. And he was like, oh my God, this, your pancreas is failing. That's what that is. And I was like, I don't, well, all right. And then we got the blood work. He was like, everything's fine. He's like, is that how much you drink? Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a case of beer was like some of the mechanics would drink a case of beer.
Yeah. They put down a case.
Yeah.
That's when you die. You're going to die at 60.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yep.
Apparently the younger generation doesn't drink as much.
Yeah.
Apparently they're
finding out it's bad for you.
Yeah.
Because everybody's parents is dead at fucking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But they're, yeah.
Good for them.
But they're doing everything else.
Everybody's parents is dead.
Yeah, yeah.
They're having fun.
They're doing everything else.
But yeah, that was that sucked. Seeing Phil.
Yeah.
But whatever. He's back. He'll be back.
He knew he'd be back.
Yeah, he had to lay there and watch the Phillies lose.
Oh.
That's a tough one. Being in a hospital bed watching those fucking games.
Yeah.
Just watching the whole team not hit.
Dude, after the Sunday game, though, I was like, they're back.
I thought so, too.
I was like, they are back.
Bryce is yelling at
fucking, yep. Yeah.
They were flat. They were flat the next two games.
And then they subbed everyone out. Just keep him in there. I didn't even like the fact. I guess Bohm's has been sucking, but I didn't like them benching him in.
No.
Just keep him in.
Did they bench Bohm?
They benched Bohm in game two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, was Sosa playing third?
He was. I think so, yeah.
Does Blue Chew work? If you're asking that question, we want you to know that Blue Chew is putting their money where their mouth is by giving you a big fat blowjob on your penis. No, by giving you a month free of Blue Chew. Blue Chew is an online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost and in a chewable form. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. I'm actually thinking about switching my whole family over to their licensed medical providers. I want them to kind of take care of our health. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. The best part? It's all done online. That means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. How awesome is that, guys? We can get our fucking dicks harder. Blue Chew wants men rock hard. They told me that's the mission. They will not stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house, till every tent is pitched, till every rod is raised. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code DRENCHED at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code DRENCHED, to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information, and we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 100 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. I mean, dudes, you know me. I love that real money sports action. I say, hey, babe, leave me alone. I'm focusing on my real money sports action right now. Let me watch the game. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in over 30 states, including California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy, so your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, Prize Picks keeps your lineup live. Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. Join over 10 million users and sign up today. Prize Picks invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out even if your lineup isn't perfect. You can double your money even if one of your picks doesn't hit. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value to your lineup. What? Download the Prize Picks app today and use promo code DRENCHED to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code DRENCHED on the Prize Picks app to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game! You know what we all need to get more of? Off our ass. With bold flavors and a refreshing citrus kick, Mountain Dew will get you off your ass and have you feeling like you're on an actual mountain. What? A mountain where the weather is always perfect, your friends are ready to hang, and a day of epic proportion awaits. All right, what is I have to tell you? My favorite flavor? Obviously, Mountain Dew Original. I'm a fucking original classic kind of guy, dude. You kidding me? Talk about what game and activity you play with friends. Every time I drink Mountain Dew, I usually just kind of like me and my friends, we don't get naked, but like we take off like a lot of our clothes just so we can kind of like grip each other. And we wrestle in a style some might, if you saw it from afar, you might think it's sexual. It's not. That would be against the code of conduct for the ad policy. It's not sexual from afar. You'd be like, are those guys violent? Look, from far away, it's crazy. If you got up under us, you'd be like, holy shit, these guys are really working on technique. But that's what I do. When I drink my original favorite Mountain Dew, I wrestle with my friends in a way that looks suggestive from far away, but it's for real. It's like, we're just training. We're just kind of like working on, you know, certain drills and moves. So that's kind of what we're up to. The mountain is calling and you should answer. Grab your friends, grab an ice cold Mountain Dew wherever refreshing beverages are sold and do the Dew. It's not, it's just in my car. It's been warm, dude. It's so fucking good, actually. It's awesome, dude. I'm on a mountain right now with all my friends. Even if you don't have any friends, dude, you can just imagine them after you do the Dew.
Well, that's good baseball talk.
Back to I did an evil Jewish trick this morning, I think, where I kept this. I found like the cabinet thing I was looking on Facebook Marketplace, and I kept saying I was going to pick it up for like 2 weeks and just not picking it up. And this lady was getting so pissed at me and then stopped responding. And then I like Sadie called her and was like, hey, like we're for real. We're going to come pick it up. And we went there today and we got in there and I was just like, it's too big.
Oh,
they had taken the TV out of the cat. They had unplugged everything. They had got it ready to move.
You got to just take it.
Yeah. I was this close. Huge.
Like it would fit here.
It would, but it'd be too big. I couldn't do it. And it weighed 200 pounds and I had to lift it with. Like, there's no,
we
just couldn't have. I felt really, really bad.
Shane, but I don't think we feel comfortable associating with you on this.
Yeah, I disagree with your behavior.
Yeah.
Why? What was I supposed to do?
Take it.
And then do what? Then I just have it and then I got to get rid of it?
That's how things work.
But I could have avoided
things.
Then I'm just in their shoes. I got a giant cabinet.
The curse is on you. It's fucking It Follows.
I didn't want the girl. Yeah. Dude, I walked away from it just being like, wow, I can't believe I stood up for myself in that moment. I thought it was like a real achievement.
It's kind of an achievement to be that big of a piece of shit. For real. I would have been like, I would have taken it.
I thought about paying for it and taking it right to the dump.
Did you offer him a little money, like a little like holding money maybe?
No.
No, I said I had her guys.
This is a Jewish trick.
I have a Jewish necklace. So I think I'm gonna start wearing it.
Really?
Yeah. Because Shane was wearing a necklace. I was like, oh, you're wearing fucking jewelry. And he was like, it's a thing from my dad.
So
I was like, dang it.
It felt like bad luck not to wear it.
Yeah. But my grandma gave me like they're called a chai. It's like a, you know.
The Star of David?
No, it's like Hebrew.
Does it look like pie?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that thing.
Yeah.
You going to wear that?
I think I'm going to start wearing it.
Oh, yes. Why don't we just get you a patch for your sleeve? That was a little...
You look awesome with your necklace. My bad.
I did look awesome in my necklace.
Yeah. Why do necklaces look so cool? What is
it? I don't know. You know what, though? I do have a hunchback from leaning, my terrible posture.
So it shows, though.
It kind of sits.
It sits in the crease?
No, if I'm like leaning forward, it's like sitting on top of a, it's not good. It actually makes you work on your posture. So I'm like, I can't have that.
My posture's fucking terrible.
Yeah, that was.
Do you ever try to sit with good posture?
Yes. Yeah, very uncomfortable.
It's what gay guys do. It's for girls and gay guys. You can't. Good posture is crazy looking. This was making me, when it came to the chain, I was like, I gotta wear it because this all started. Phil's health scare. And I put the blame on myself. Me and Nate Marshall were in Philly. We were walking around. We went to St. Patrick's Cathedral right in Rittenhouse. It's awesome. You can just go in. We were walking by and I was like, let's go in there. It was empty. It's awesome.
Gorgeous. You can't just go in?
Yeah.
Oh.
We went in. I was like, let's fucking say a prayer. So we were sitting in the pews and I was like, damn, I haven't had a church fart in, so long. And I let one go. And I was like, that is kind of disrespectful to just walk into a cathedral and fart.
Take one of the candles.
And then
leave.
And then the next day, Phil was in the hospital. And I was like,
hey, that's
I know I shouldn't have farted in that church.
There's probably nobody funnier to be at like a church service with if you're going to like with you.
It was I couldn't. By the time I was senior year, I couldn't get through mass with my friends. I would be the second I walked in, I was like. It's gonna be the funniest thing that's ever happened. Every time,
what would you do?
Kids would fart. Kids, all of my friends would fart as loud as they could. And it was the funniest. It was church fart is nothing comes near it.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I remember my brother. We had to stop going because my brother and I couldn't stop laughing through the whole thing. And they tried to sit us apart.
Makes it
but
worse.
You had so many inside jokes already that like you just feel the pew shaking. You can just feel my brother starting to just shake, laugh, and then I just lose
would
control.
You have to, so that was the punishment though, because it was me and my sisters, and you would always try to sit not next to Phil because he would be like, you motherfucker.
Oh, really?
The whole mass, he was like, you fucking. He just went there to beat the fuck out of it. He would literally grab you by the back of your neck and be like, fucking shut the fuck up.
He didn't find it funny.
No.
Okay.
Although if somebody hit a fart, he was like,